You're listening to Marketing Secrets with your host, Russell Brunson.
What's up, everyone? This is Russell. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets podcast. Today's episode is going to be a little different, and I'm nervous about even bringing this idea to you because I think most of you guys are going to hear this idea and be like, oh yeah, sure, like, of course, Russell, makes total sense. I'm like, no, like, oh, like if you respond that way, then you missed it. And so I'm trying to figure out how to like pre-frame this so that you will freak out when you hear it the same way that I'm freaking out about it, because this is like one of the biggest insights I've had this year for sure, and probably over the last, I don't know, you know, outside of funnels, this might be the greatest, most exciting thing that I've stumbled upon in a long time. And it's not something new. That's what's hard, because I'm going to tell you, and you're like, oh yeah, of course. I'm like, no, like, but it's looking at it differently, right? And when I looked at this differently, all of a sudden I had like the epiphany. I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is huge. Okay. And so there's some of the caveat. I'm also nervous because, again, like, of all the people, like, I've studied everything. That's, you know, as the chief funnel hacker of the planet Earth, I've bought everyone's course in every market, like real estate, stocks, trading, like weight loss. Like, I buy them all because I want to see what people are doing. So like, I've gone through every product, every course, every training. I listen to podcasts in like 50 different verticals. Like, and so like, it's hard to get new things past me at this point. Like, I consume voraciously. I don't think there's many people who have their hands on the pulse of this market like I do. Because I'm obsessed with, like, I love it. It's my art. It's my passion. It's like, it's everything. Right. And so, that's why, like, when I tell you this thing, like, I want you to understand, like, I've missed it for decades, 2 decades now. I've missed this opportunity. And it wasn't until just recently, like the light bulb went off my head and like, I get it. And I'm investing insane amounts of time, energy, and money into it because I see the opportunity now. And so I'm going to tell you what it is. You're going to hear it. You're going to blow it off. And then I'm going to try to explain to you. And I want you just to sit back and listen enough to be like, oh my gosh. As soon as you have that moment, then you got it. Until you have that moment, just keep re-listening this episode until you have it. So there you go. Okay. So here is the big secret. It's this little website that will change everything for you. And it's called YouTube. I know, Russell, I know what YouTube is. I already have a YouTube channel, blah, 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 blah. I went to the webinars, I've been to the courses. I'm like, no, so did I, okay? And so let me tell you how I had the aha. A lot of you guys know that I spend, I don't know, million plus dollars a month, probably more than that at this point, driving traffic from Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all of them, right? Like, we're spending tons of money on every platform, driving people into our funnels. That's how we grow our companies, all based on, like, we spend money, they send traffic, and we make money. So, like, what's powerful about YouTube is if you do it correctly, it's the opposite. Instead of you spending money and then sending you traffic, instead they give you money and they give you traffic. Okay. So let me explain like the aha when I had it. So I was in Mexico. We do our mastermind in paradise, with all of our 2 CCX inner circle members. And I always bring a couple people from the community to come up and speak. And, this one, I want to invite somebody who I just got to know over the last couple of years. Her name's Kathy Yoder. And Kathy, lives here in Boise where we do. And she has a couponing blog and she has a cookbook. And I knew that she had this funnel where she was selling cookbooks through and stuff like that. But I also knew that like her primary traffic source was YouTube. And so I asked her, I'm like, hey, you know, a lot of people in our audience love to use YouTube. Can you come and share what you're doing? And I want to, again, this is like my 500 caveats, because I don't want you guys to miss this. Like I've done YouTube before. I've had 5 or 6 channels. In fact, one of my channels got 250,000 followers. We got the big play button, right? We've had videos that get millions of views. And with that said, I still missed it. Okay. I guarantee there's some of you guys who are selling courses on YouTube and you still missed it. So anyway, there's another caveat. So there's like 500 caveats on this one just to make sure you don't miss it. So Kathy got up, she gave her presentation, and she talked about how she had her YouTube channel and she was doing what most of us do. We had a bunch of random videos, and then she decided to specialize in one thing. So she actually hid and got rid of a bunch of her videos, except for ones that were tied around air fryers. Again, she's in the couponing, cooking, like that market, right? And so she started doing air fryer recipes. And so she made a video and she shared like, here's 5 things you can make in air fryer today. And then each week she made a new video. And she also, she's smart. Like, she didn't just like throw random videos up there, right? She was being strategic. She was learning from different people. I know she went through Daryl Eve's coaching program, who Daryl's amazing. I'm gonna talk about him towards the end here. But she started making these videos and doing it correctly. And she started showing what was happening. And this was crazy. She'd be like, here's this video I posted and it got X amount of views. Then this one and this one. And then this was the video that went viral, right? It got 100,000 views or 500,000, whatever it was. And here's the next one. And here's another channel started growing. She's showing this whole process, right? And again, this is her in her kitchen filming this thing with her own camera. Like, this is not like, you know, high production studios. It's her just making these videos one a week, putting them out there. And then showing the thought, like how big the video, like, how, you know, each video, how big it was. And then she started showing like how much ad revenue she made from each of these videos. It was crazy. Like, she showed one video and was like, this video here made me $50,000 in ad revenue. This one here made me $85,000. This one, and I'm like, wait, what? I was like, you posted the video and YouTube sent you like $50,000 or $80,000. And like, that's when the wheels started going off my head. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, instead of me spending money to get 1 million views, if you make a really good video the correct way, they will send you a check and they'll send you traffic. So after Kathy's going through and showing video by video, like how much money each of these videos are making her, then she showed her funnel stats. So in the description of her video, she's like, oh, go over here, go get my cookbook. And she's selling thousands and thousands of copies of her cookbook through her funnel every single month, okay? So not only is she getting paid to make these videos, she's getting all the traffic from YouTube to buy her cookbooks inside of her funnel. Plus, on top of that, she has other sponsors coming to her. And I'm not allowed to divulge, it isn't my business, but there's people writing her seven-figure checks to sponsor inside of her videos. Like, it's crazy. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I spent so much time, like, me gambling, me risking my money up front to get traffic, right? And then the traffic costs are going up and up and up. And like, I've been doing that way. But also, like, if I shift this around, what if I spent more time and, like, and did YouTube right? Right? What if instead of, like, and right now I've got two or three different channels and doing all sorts of stuff. Like, what if I did it right? What if I learned from the best? Like, how can I do it correctly the very first time? And so I actually hired Daryl Leaves. I paid him six figures. He came out for one day and like, Russell, this is how you do it. And I obviously can't give you all the stuff he said. In fact, if you read his book, he's got a really good book. Go read the book. It's amazing. It'll give you like 99% of what you need. But anyway, so Daryl came out and spent a day with us. And one like the big ahas I had was like, if you look at YouTube, not just like, here's a channel I'm going to throw a bunch of videos on and spam it. Like, look at YouTube as like, as if you're going to Netflix and you're pitching a show. Like, what would your show be about? Right? And what's unique about it? What's interesting? Why do people come and watch it? Like, you're pitching to Netflix that idea. And as soon as you get a show idea that's good enough, people will pay you. Then you go back and you start creating that, right? And you create it where it's just like a show. It's got to be consistent. Like, the same thing, same format, same style, same thumbnail, some like where it's like a show, not just like, like, you go to my YouTube channel right now, like, it's great. We got 250,000 followers, and there's a billion videos, and they're all different. Just random crap we're throwing up there, right? And none of my videos get more than 15, 20,000 views. They all just kind of cap out there. And Daryl's like, it's because you've got all these, like, they're all different topics. Like, people come to YouTube, they're subscribing to a channel or a show, and they want it to be the same. So he's like, you better if you have, like, four different channels than just having one channel with, like, all this different garbage on it. And so we sat down and now we're building a show and I'm going to be launching it here in the next couple months. I don't know, but the goal of it is like, again, it's going to take a while to build up and to grow, do it correctly. But imagine this, imagine like I create a video and instead of me spending, you know, who knows, $100,000 in ads to promote a funnel. Imagine I go and I just create a really, really good video. I post it on YouTube. So maybe I spend 10 grand making a really, putting in the time and the effort to make a really good video, post it on YouTube. YouTube, you know, because the video was thought through and we followed the algorithm and all things they want, it goes out there and gets 1 million views, right? From that, I get a check for, I don't know how much, I don't know how it all works. Let's say I get a check for 30 grand. And I 3X my money. I made 30, instead of me spending 50, 60 grand, I made 30 grand, which covered my ad cost. And then I got a link in the description of my funnel and I go and I sell 300 copies of my book from that video. So I got paid 20 grand net profit to get 300 book buyers, right? And they got all the money from the book buyers. And then I do another video and another, and I keep doing that. And imagine how crazy it would be. So what I've been doing over the last little bit with my kids is I want to see how these YouTubers are doing it, right? So I'm watching Mr. Beast. I've been watching Mark Rober. I've been watching all these things. And you look at like Mr. Beast, like he'll spend, you know, $10, $15, $20 million to make a video. But then that video gets 400 million views and he gets a check for, who knows, 10 million. I don't know what the numbers are. 10 million, right? So like, because he's spending a lot of money in production, like he gets that money back plus profit on top of it, right? Plus he gets all the traffic, plus he gets all the, like, it's just insane. And so for you and for me, if I was anybody right now, in fact, I spent time with my nieces and nephews at our family reunion this week. I'm like, you guys need to start a YouTube channel. I said, if you do this correctly, I'm like, you do this for a year and a year from now, you'll be insanely rich as teenagers, right? And so anyway, this is the big aha I had. Just like I'm spending so much money to get traffic. What if I just spent money creating really, really good videos, post them, and I get paid from that, and I get the traffic, and you get the sponsorships, and you get the branding, and you get like all the things that come from that. Just a little flipping mindset, okay? The key is, I believe, is learning how to do it correctly. Now, a couple of cool things. Number one, Kathy Yoder is actually speaking at Funnel Hacking Live this year. I was like, you have to show this to everybody. I'm like, I'm freaking out about it. Everyone else is going to freak out. So she's going to be at Funnel Hacking Live. So if you're not there yet, make sure you get your ticket and come to Funnel Hacking Live. Again, if you go to funnelhackinglive.com, you can get your tickets. But Kathy's going to show her whole process. And it, like, I don't even know what to say. You guys are going to freak out like I did. So much so that I'm like figuring out how can I cut out, you know, 5 hours or 2 hours a day. So, you know, 10 hours a week of my time to focus 100% on my YouTube channel. Like, that's how valuable this is in my mind right now. And then from that, you get paid, right? Plus you get the traffic. You get paid plus you get traffic versus you pay and you get traffic. Now, so you get paid and you get the traffic. Like, it's just this little shift in mindset that I think is huge. It's funny because, like, I've never done sponsorships on my podcast in the past before either. So I'm like, oh, I can make more money driving people in my funnels than other people should. But the reality is, like, what if I did start charging, you know, and I did start selling sponsorships on my podcast? And let's say I was making 10 grand a month or 50 grand a month or 100 grand a month, I don't know, from sponsoring my podcast. And I take that 100 grand, I dump it into more ads to keep growing the podcast, right? Like, there's just, I don't know. I've been so resistant to this forever that now I'm like getting it. Now, a couple other YouTube hacks to know of. Number two is if you have a number, which I remember, I don't even know anymore. If you're running ads on your YouTube channel, that's actually not a good thing. You will not get organic reach. That's one of the biggest problems I have with my channel, 250,000 followers, is that we ran ads on there for a decade. And so because of that, YouTube's like, oh, they're going to buy ads. Therefore, do not, you know, don't make these videos go viral or whatever it is, right? You get less reach because of that. And so, we turn that off. It's hard to recover from that, right? So that was a big one. So with this new thing, we're launching a brand new channel. We're never going to run ads on that channel. Again, it's a show. Like, we're pitching it as like, if I was going to go to Netflix, what would that show look like? What would be interesting? Like, how would I structure the video? So it's watching a lot of videos. Like, it's finding like who's doing something that's similar. Who's getting millions of views? Who's got the big followers and subscribers? Like, there's so many cool things. I want you guys to understand that. Again, I don't know it all yet. I'm still learning it. But again, we paid Daryl six figures to come and train me for a day on how me and my team are going to do it. So I'm excited to see the fruits of that. But for you guys, you should go get Daryl's book on YouTube. If you go to Amazon, type in Daryl Eves YouTube, his book will pop up and it's amazing. Go read it. It'll walk you through like 90% of what we're doing right now with ours and give you guys just all the shortcuts. But it's big. It's worth like stopping and thinking about. It's worth funnel hacking a bunch of channels. It's worth figuring out like how could you create something really good. Not that you have to put 10 grand into a video, but you can make videos for less. But as you make the money and it comes in, like reinvest in good videos and reinvest, keep doing that. Because you know, in 5 years from now, if I can turn all my ads, you know, instead of me spending $1 million a month in ads, instead if I'm getting a check for $1 million a month from my content and I'm still getting the traffic, like that's the aha. That's the shift in my head. It's why I think YouTube's better than all the other platforms. Like, I have tons of engagement and viewers on Instagram. They don't give me any money. Same thing on Facebook. Tons. I don't get any money. Podcast right now. Like, there's tons of you guys listen every single week for 6 years, whatever, 7, 8 years, 10 years. Man, over 10 years. I don't get paid for anything from that. If you go to my funnels to buy stuff, you do. But man, imagine if I got both. Imagine if I was getting $1 million a month in ad revenue from YouTube and I got 1 million visitors a month. Now, I'm not sure how much I'm allowed to say or not, but there's one YouTuber who we follow, my kids and I follow, and they have a whole bunch of videos. And after 2 or 3 years of providing these really good videos, they did a product launch. And I saw the product launch. It was really good. My son and I bought the product and we love it. And it's one of Daryl's clients. I said, how did that do? And he kind of laughed. He's like, it killed it. I'm like, killed it? Like what? Like how much do they make? And the product was it was a subscription. So it was like $30 a month, but you had to pay $300 one time. Right. And I'm not gonna remember the number, but it was like somewhere between like $30 and $40 million they did from one video. Boom. That crazy? It wasn't a huge product launch campaign and emails and sequences and everything. He just had a really good YouTube channel, really good following. He made one video that pushed his new continuity program once. Boom. 30, 40, 50 million, whatever it was. Crazy numbers. Because there's so much goodwill built up, so much value, so much excitement. And one offer came out and boom, it exploded, right? Made me think, man, he had to wait 3 or 4 years to get paid. No. In the interim, he's getting paid millions of dollars a month from YouTube for creating these good videos. And then when he finally drops his offer, boom, it blows up. Anyway, it's crazy. So hopefully I've sold you a little on like re-looking at YouTube, rethinking through it. Again, and I think for a lot of you guys, it's like, do what I'm doing. Like, I'm literally starting over from scratch. I fought it forever. I'm like, I've spent so much time. I've got like 8 million videos over here. I've got 250,000 followers. Like, no, I'm going to do this correctly. Because if I do it correctly, in a year from now, it'll eclipse everything I've dreamt of. And so we're starting over. It'll come soon. You'll hear me talk about it when it's live, I'm sure. But anyway, I think it's one of the big opportunities. So yeah, revisit YouTube. Think about through that lens of, man, I'm going to dedicate a year, 2 years of my life doing this correctly, doing it the way that Daryl teaches, just following that process to a T. And in 2 or 3 years from now, you'll get more traffic from that channel than you are from all your other advertising combined, and they're paying you. They're paying you to advertise. Isn't that crazy? I remember one of the things I thought about before, I was like, don't put ads on my videos because my competitors can put ads on the videos. So I like turned all the ads off. Like, I don't know how many tens of millions of dollars I would have made from all my YouTube views, but I turned ads off because I didn't want anyone to advertise on my face. Like, no. Instead, let them advertise on my face. I get a check for $1 million each month and I get 1 million visitors to my funnel. Like, come on, come on. It's insane. Anyway, all right, there you go. That's 15, almost 16 minutes of me convincing you YouTube is the thing. It's worth reinvestigating, rethinking through. I'm putting the time, the energy into it now because I think it's that valuable and that important, and I think you should as well. So thanks again for listening. I appreciate you all. And if you don't have your tickets yet to Funnel Hacking Live, come and get them. Kathy's speaking. It's going to be amazing. When you buy a ticket, Daryl spoke last year. His presentation is in the members area. If you get it before the we pull bonuses out every single week. So if you get your ticket before we pull out Daryl's presentations, his is in there, which shows how he built the TV show The Chosen into this massive company. It's had almost 1 billion people view his videos. Just like t-shirt sales alone. I think, and he said at the event it's like $50 million a year just in t-shirt sales from The Chosen, right? This is all, so Daryl talked about Funnel Hacking Live last year. So that's in the members area if you get your ticket soon. But if you don't have them yet, go to funnelhackinglive.com, get your ticket. Kathy's speaking. We're weaving this into a big part of the linchpin. And I hope you guys understand the value and the power of it. So thanks so much for listening. And I'll see you guys all soon. Bye.